a good day to you and a warm welcome back to the subject of managing IT projects. We are going to go into chapter 9, which looks at project closeout and the activities and methodologies related to project closeout. What are the learning objectives of this chapter? What is a project closeout? What are the key activities that we undertake in project closeout? And what is post-project review? These are the key learning objectives of this chapter. Where are we now in the process of the software development lifecycle? So if you see all the parameters, all the activities of the software have been completed. We are looking at this part of the process, which is project closure. Now, what is a project closeout? A project is not fully complete until it is formally and mutually agreed to be closed, both by the developer or the software developer and the client. Project closeout is therefore the final but not the least important step in any project. Many projects suffer from a 90% completion syndrome, and the balance 10% or the tail end of the project can sometimes drag for so long that it creates dissatisfaction and even legal cases between the client, legal or litigation between the client and the vendors. Now, balancing out the expectation of the client and the vendor is typically ensured by a formal closeout process. A common closeout process ensures that there is a common understanding between the customer and the service provider about the status of the project, about the deliverables of the project, and what has been finally given to the customer. The project closeout process need not be complete in one single meeting and may happen over a series of meetings, but the project closeout process creates the basis for the project to be closed in a defined period of time, with the balance activities being, any remaining balance activities being closed. Now, closeout may typically involve what is called an in-depth review of the project. And the success of the project manager depends on his ability to close the project out successfully with the client. Now, this depends on many factors. So many a times, if the solution has met the main purpose, then the client does not nitpick on the smaller requirements of the project. See, every project will have a set of expectations, and all expectations need not be met fully when the project is about to be completed. If the main functionality of the solution is there with the client, then the client may not nitpick on the smaller requirements. But if the main functionality of the project has not been met, then this could be a cause of major customer dissatisfaction. Now, documents related to handing over of the project, of the products, the sign-off after acceptance tests are key documents that are required in a project closeout stage of the project. People who are likely to be negatively affected by the implementation of the new system, especially at the client end, are in particular need to be handled carefully. Expectations, you know, created that are at the initial phase of the project tend to break out or burst out during the initial closeout meeting. It is therefore important to ensure that there is a proper debriefing after each such visit by a client person. A proper debriefing is required to understand or for learning any new information or grasping any source of expectation. Okay, if the expectations are unrealistic, then they must be managed in a way by discussing about, how they can be understood, if there's any miscommunication that needs to be explained and clarified, and if the commitments are valid, then the need to be planned and tracked through the project. Now, if any of the closeout commitments need any commercial approval, the same should be taken to avoid conflicts later on. Trust levels actually get created by the project manager with the client at this point of the project closeout stage, depending on how well the project has been handled. Okay, contractual obligations defined by the contract must be completed in all respects. Above all, the project manager's ability to negotiate a win-win type of closure depends on his preparedness. Now, project termination. Project success means that the project has met its cost schedule and technical deliverables. and has been integrated into the customer's organization and contributes to the customer's goals and objectives. A project failure means that the project has failed to meet either its costs or schedule and technical performance criteria and does not fit into the future of the organization. So that's a project termination based on the success or on the failure of the project. A formal closeout process ensures common understanding about the project deliverables, lists out the specific issues to be resolved and who is going to be responsible for them, will list out the balance expectations, will balance out the expectations between the client and the vendor, will clarify points of handoff to the project, what the customer will take over, and then the customer will take over the operational responsibility of running the project and maintaining the project on a day-to-day basis. It will clarify on commercial issues like outstandings, billings, future payments, and other contractual requirements. In case there's a bonus to be paid for completing the project on time or the successful implement, or if there's training to be done, etc. Or if there is any post-project support that the client requires, that will also be discussed as a part of the project closeout. Now, what are the major tasks of a project closure? The following are the key tasks of a project closure. One is, was the project managed well? Two, is the customer satisfied with all the deliverables? Two, and then the assessment of what has done wrong and what has contributed to the success. So, a complete analysis of what went wrong with the project, the highs and the lows and the hits and the misses of the project is done. Third thing is to identify changes to improve the delivery of future projects. A review of why the project was selected gives an indicator of what has to be done in the closeout phase. A reassessment of the project's roles in the overall organization's or the customer's organizational priorities, and a check on the organization culture to ensure it facilitates the type of project being implemented. An assessment of how well the project team is functioning and if it was appropriately staffed. One may also, at the time of the closeout, look at the external factors that are likely to change where the project is heading and its importance, and a review of all the factors relevant to the project and for managing future projects. Now, here is the project closure deliverables from a diagrammatic perspective. So, if you look at the project closure deliverables, we have a wrap-up closure activity in terms of the facilities, in terms of with the customer, what has to be handed over, in terms of vendors taking over what the vendors have done and making their payments and the reports. Then there's a performance evaluation of the team that worked on the project. And so there's an overall team evaluation and individual evaluation of the team members. Then in retrospect, how was the facilitator or the project manager working, how the team was managed, what was the team utilization, and what was the overall team culture and morale. All this information then goes into the project archive and database. Now, types of project closure. There are different types of project closure. There's a normal project closure, which means a project has been given, the project has been assigned, the project has been implemented, and the project has been completed. Then there's a premature project closure, in this case, a project has been defined by the customer, a contract has been given, a project plan has been made. As the project is starting to get implemented, the priorities of the customer may change and the customer may cancel the order, thereby leading to a premature project closure. Okay? Then we have a perpetual project closure. Which means you have a perpetual project, which means you have designed the project, you have implemented the project, made the software solution, implemented at the client site, and then you are responsible for the ongoing maintenance and creating new versions of the project as the requirements change and as the customer uses it. So that's a perpetual project closure. Then you have a failed project. A failed project is one, in which whatever was designed and defined did not work out, and therefore the project is closed and cancelled. And there's a change priority. Now, a change priority can cancel the order before it starts or result in premature closure. Key questions to be asked during the closeout. One, what tasks are required to close the project? Is there any pending task list that is remaining pending to close the project? Two, who will be responsible for these tasks? When will these tasks come to an end, and how will the project be handed over to the customer to ensure closeout? So now going back into the project closure elements, there are typically broadly, there are two very important parts of the closeout that we have to look at. One is what is called the administrative closeout. Now, administrative closeout is, you know, gathering, generating, disseminating information related to the project in terms of, you know, completion, evaluating the complete project, the process, you know, and what are the root cause analysis of delays, what are the key things that we have learned from the project, handing over, or, you know, what has to be handed over to the client, what are the final versions of the modules that are going to be handed over to the client, what are the, you know, documents that need to be handed over to the client, etc., in terms of the user manual, the operations manual, you know, then troubleshooting manuals in terms of how to manage the system on a day-to-day basis. So that's the administrative closeout. Then you have contract closeout in terms of, you know, going through the elements of the contract, trying to see which elements are remaining or pending, invoicing, outstanding collections, and so on and so forth. Okay, so any of the other open items as far as the contract is concerned. So these are the two very important steps of what we call the project closeout. Now, typical administrative closeout activities include the following. One is you collect all the project records, and then we do document performance measures relating from performance reviews, variance, trend analysis, and earned value analysis. Formalize the acceptance or sign-off of the solution by the sponsor, client, and the customer. Archive the project documentation. Verifying project results in preparation for formal acceptance. Create and complete the punch list. Conduct and document the lessons learned. Do a final performance appraisal of the team members. Okay. And, you know, then create a letter for formally handing over the, you know, the solution to the customer with a formal sign-off. In terms of the contract closeout activities, verify the product or service acceptance vis-a-vis the specifications given in the contract. Update records based on final contract results. Archive the contract documents for completed work results. A notification to the end user of contract completion and obtain formal sign-off and acceptance that the contract is closed and all the bills will be paid and outstandings will be cleared. So the key activities in this thing. Then implementing, how to implement the close down. What are the key things that we do? Now one is getting the delivery acceptance from the customer that the system has been accepted and delivered to the customer. Then shutting down and the resources and releasing them to new projects. So you may have software tools available to you, software licenses that can be released for use to another project. You'll have manpower and team that needs to be reassigned. So you reassign the project team members to new projects. You close the accounts and pay all the bills related to the expenses incurred in the project implementation. Then you evaluate the project team members, and the project manager on the key aspects of the project. You create the final report, closure report, which contains the executive summary of project goals met and unmet, stakeholder satisfaction with the project, and user reaction to the quality of the software solution. Then the complete analysis of the project in terms of project mission and objective, procedures and systems used, organization resources used. A recommendation for future version improvements or in terms of technical improvements and corrective actions, maybe a list of all the bugs that have been found that have been corrected, and a list of bugs that have been found and have not been corrected in this version. Then lessons learned in terms of reminders and retrospectives and appendices with backup data and critical information. So this is creating the final, you know, project closure report. Then this is the tasks that have to be, you know, understood, you know, in terms of the activities. So, for example, for the team, has a schedule for reducing the project staff being developed and accepted, has the staff being notified and released through new assignments, and the performance review for team members being conducted, has staff who are, leaving the project, being offered outplacement service and career counseling activities. In terms of vendors, have the performance review for all the vendors conducted and have the project accounts being finalized and all billing closed. In terms of customers and users, has the customer signed off on the delivered product? Has an in-depth project review and evaluation interview been conducted with the customer? Have the users been interviewed to assess their satisfaction level with the completed software solution or with the deliverables, with the project team, with the vendors, with the training, with the support, and with the maintenance teams? Then in terms of equipment and facilities, have the project resources been transferred to other projects? Have rental or leased equipment agreements been closed out? Has the date for the closure review been set and the stakeholders notified? And you can attach any other comments or links or any other tasks you feel that need explanations as a part of this. So this is a suggested task list for the closure. Now, this is the typical project closeout process in a diagrammatic form. So if you see, a project completed according to project plan. If yes, then we go to the next stage to where has the customer accepted all the deliverables? If that is yes, have we created a handoff process that is approved by the customer and the company? Yes, and then we go to the next step. What is the handoff process in, and what are the additional areas planned in the handoff? Does the customer need training after the implementation? Is there any warranty? Are there any AMC updates? And is there any knowledge transfer that has to be done to the customer or with the customer's staff related to this project? Going further in terms of the diagram, has the handoff got planned? So what is the handoff planning? Then after the handoff has been planned, has the handoff got conducted with the customer? If yes, has the sign-off got completed? If yes, then the project is formally closed and all the project data and all the updated reports and the final project closure report is sent to the archives for record keeping. So this is the formal project closeout process. Now, a successful closeout is one where the expectation between the client and the software developer are balanced out by a formal closeout process. A formal closeout process ensures a common understanding about the status of the project, about all the deliverables and some of the unmet deliverables, if any. There is also an acceptance of the unmet deliverables without impacting the satisfaction level of the customer in a successful closeout. Obviously, the closeout process need not get completed in a single meeting. It can take its own time. But a closeout process creates the basis for the project to be closed over a defined period of time and may involve a very in-depth review of the project. Now, the success of a project manager depends on his ability to close the project, and this depends upon several factors. The first upon them, if the solution meets the primary purpose for which it was done. Secondly, have all the documents related to the handing over of the projects and the sign-off after acceptance test got signed by the customer. Then people who are likely to be negatively impacted by the implementation of the new system, are their needs being handled carefully, especially at the customer end? For it's a software project may create automation, may make many people in the system redundant. And therefore, are those people being handled carefully and sensitively? Are they being offered alternative employment and career opportunities? It's very critical to handle that. Expectations are created throughout the project, and expectations tend to come out during the initial closeout meetings. We need to ensure that those expectations are met and fulfilled, and there's a overall satisfaction related to the project and the way it was handed over to the customer. Okay? It is also important to ensure that there is a debriefing on every aspect of the project to the client. Then any debriefing is also required with the team. So any new information grasping or any new source of expectation can be captured. If the expectations are unrealistic, they must be terminated by discussion, and if they are realistic, then they must be finished in some way. They must be closed in some way. If there are any commitments that need commercial approval, the same should be taken so that we don't have any conflicts. Okay, contractual obligations by definition must be completed in all respect, and above all, it is a project manager's ability to negotiate a win-win type closure, which depends on his homework, commitment, and thinking ability, thinking win-win for both his customer and his company. The project manager has to be persuasive and realistic and should accept last-minute changes and suggestions. The project manager must ensure that he does not let the project into a vicious cycle. And while the project has been closed from the client end, it is a good practice to also close the project from the vendor's end. Till the project has not been closed from both the supplier and the customer end, it is not formally, you cannot do a post-project review and it is not formally closed. There's a post-project review that may be set up by the service provider within their office, which is typically trying to understand the highs and lows and the hits and misses of the project. It is also important to understand what went wrong and what went correct with this project and what are the key learnings that we capture out of this for future projects. The purpose of the post-project review is not to get into a blame game, but to understand again, as I mentioned, the learnings and the root causes and how we can use them for future projects and ensuring that the shortcomings are removed in future implementation and the success points are built into the project plan from the beginning. While the project plan may have no fixed agenda, it should look like, cover as many aspects as possible from which learning can be derived. The post project review should also include a formal handing over of the documentation, software, equipment to the appropriate operations team and backup team within the company, and also it should be used as a method for celebrating the success of the project. Only when all this happens, the project is officially closed within the company and all the elements related to the project can be formally disbanded. In summary, this chapter focuses on how project closures happen and their methodology. A project is not complete until formally and mutually agreed to with the client. Closing is the last step in the project life cycle, though it is not the least. Closeout process involves high depth of review and closure activities with the client. There are two most important activities of closures, administrative closure and contractual closure. A final documentation, final project report is submitted on the closure. A project after its closure with the client has also got to be closed with the vendors and also with the concerned people within the organization. A post-implementation review is conducted after that. And then the project is finally closed. Thank you so much for your time and attention to this chapter. I trust you had an insightful learning journey into this topic of managing project closures. See you again in the next chapter, and thank you once again.